A new report backed by more than 80 humanitarian and aid organisations highlights what Oxfam is calling the urgent need for services as well as goods to be included in the final version of the Occupied Territories Bill, which is expected back before the Dáil in the coming weeks. The Stop Trade with Settlements report, backed by organisations like Oxfam, Trocara and Christian Aid, says illegal trade is directly contributing to the oppression, dispossession and impoverishment of Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territory. It says the need to end services is not limited to Ireland, but extends right across the EU. Last week, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, in her State of the Union speech, said the Commission would sanction extremist ministers and violent settlers and pause bilateral payments to Israel. For more, we're joined in studio by Jim Clarkin, the CEO of Oxfam Ireland. You're very welcome to studio, Jim. This report, it's as much history lesson of the occupied territories as it is this case for trade sanctions. Would you maybe briefly summarise the main findings of this report, which has, as I said in that introduction, the backing of 80 international civil society organisations?
Good morning. Yes, it's both historic but also current. So it outlays the systematic human rights violations that have been perpetrated against the Palestinian people going right back. But in recent times, since January, 40,000 Palestinians have forcibly been displaced. Over the years, 12,000 Palestinian structures destroyed. 700,000 settlers now live in occupied territories. 2,000 square kilometres of land have been taken. So Israel is in control of 42% of the West Bank, including 70% of grazing land as agricultural communities, cutting down vital things like olive groves and so on. Settlers consume three times as much water as local people, and it's estimated that the economic impact of the settlement is up to 50 billion euros. So it has continued to have devastating impact on Palestine and the potential for a two-state solution, and it's continuing to grow unabated. And the International Court of Justice opinion has said that any state that is trading with these settlements is in violation of international law.
And why is it that trade, which you would say and others must include a ban on services, how do you see that impacting on what is happening there?
Well, the services part is particularly interesting in the report, because we have outlined a whole range of companies across tourism, so eDreams Odega, TUI, who people would know, logistics companies like Maersk, financial services companies like Barclays Bank, BNP Paribas, etc. They're all contributing to the economies there, which are having this and are being supported by European Union companies. So ultimately, they're benefiting, they're contributing to and benefiting from the occupation, which we know is illegal. So it is illegal that they're trading there. This trade must end.
The Occupied Territories Bill, it's being rebranded, if you like, as the Israeli Settlements Prohibition of Importation of Goods Bill 2025, back before the Dáil. And when you look at what Tánaiste the Simon Harris is saying, even over the weekend, he's initiating this coordinated diplomatic effort to gain clarity from the European Union about how quickly it's going to move to sanction Israel. We have the State of the Union from Ursula von der Leyen last week. Is it best that Ireland work in lockstep with the EU rather than acting alone?
Well, Ireland's not acting alone. So we now see that Slovenia, Spain, Belgium and possibly the Netherlands are enacting their own legislation. They also identify that the EU has been too slow and is not going far enough. It's unclear what Ursula von der Leyen is suggesting, but it very much looks partial. It's tinkering around the edges from what we can see. It's very welcome that the Tánaiste is going to work with others to put further pressure on her. We believe that the only solution to this is a full suspension of the EU-Israel trade agreement. Remember that the EU is Israel's single biggest trading partner, a third of all exports from
Israel.
Isn't
that why it's important that countries work in lockstep together?
It's vital from that perspective, but EU countries are also entitled to enact their own legislation. And I think the two, in combination with each other, will continue to gather the momentum. And all the while this is going on, we see what's happening in Gaza. 66,000 people that we know of have been murdered, 20,000 children, famine, displacement. This is a genocide economy that's being supported by the European Union, and Ireland has a key role to play. I was on a Zoom call with colleagues in Gaza a couple of days ago, and they said to me, this may be the last time we see you. there's no time to wait. We need to see urgent legislation here. We need to see tremendous pressure put on the European Union.
Did you see a step change by Ursula von der Leyen in that State of the Union when she talked about man-made famine, when she went much further than we've heard her go before?
Well, it's welcome. It's been 2 years in the making, and her position on this has been very poor up to very recently. So it's welcome that the language is being used, but it's words are fine, but actions are what are desperately needed right now. We can't kind of wander around on using nice language and touching around the edges of what is the one single lever that we know that could absolutely transform the situation, could force Israel to deliver a ceasefire, and could help to open up the borders for humanitarian assistance that's waiting to save the people of Gaza and Palestine.
Jim Clarkin, CEO of Oxfam Ireland, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It is 25 minutes past seven.